All right, horse track or horse crap, 766-9370. We give you five questions. If we need that many, you tell us it's a horse track question, meaning it's true, or it's horse crap, meaning it's false. These are all easy. If you can do that, we'll give you two tickets out to the State Fair Friday, opening night for horse racing. We'll be there at the Turf Club. We'll give you a buffet, plus some gambling vouchers, or I should say, wagering vouchers.
There you go.
Yeah, and we'll watch the horse races, and we got the place all to ourselves. Weather should be fantastic. Courtney, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Courtney, can you get the day off on Friday?
Sure can.
Okay. Where do you work?
I work for a work comp office.
Oh, my God. That'd be fantastic to get the hell out of there on a Friday early, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you and a guest, if in fact you can get the best out of five, three questions, secures your seat out at the Turf Club with us, Cal Expo, on Friday. Question one, okay? Horse track or horse crap? To become a Budweiser Clydesdale, the horses must pass a sobriety test after drinking one case of beer.
I'd say crap.
You're saying horse crap?
Yes.
Yeah, that is crap. Yes. Here's the thing. They only have to drink a 12-pack. No.
I told him, though. I said, that's almost believable. Because you just never know if people or, you know, fans or whatever are going to try and sneak them drinks of beer while they're out and about doing stuff or in parades or, you know, whatever.
And you know someone has seen him and like, hey, man, I'm going to let him drink out of my beer cup, man. Let's get a Clydesdale drunk with his own medicine, man.
You know, just idiots. You know people have done that.
All right. On the board, Courtney. Very good. You got one question right. Horse crap or horse track? Beating a dead horse is a term that stems from the first Kentucky Derby when the leader of the race collapsed and died, yet still finished second.
Crap.
That is also horse crap, yes.
Oh, see, now that is another one of them questions that damn near could be believable.
Yeah, Joe believed that one. Yeah,
I did.
Beating a dead horse has two meanings. In 1859, it first appeared in a book called Watchman and Welsian. And what this was a term called flogging a dead horse, because the English, instead of saying beat, they say flog.
Flog, yeah.
So it first showed up there, but other people believe it is an actual horse race term. When you got the crop and you're beating the horse on the thigh, you either have a good one or a dead horse, meaning you're beating him and he's not going to go anywhere because he's too tired or he's too slow. He's not going to respond. So no matter how hard you beat him, the horse is just done. He ain't going to win.
Beating a dead horse. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So you're on the board, Courtney. Good job.
All right. Cool. That's two.
Now we're going to go to a horse name, a racehorse name. Is this horse crap or horse track? The horse's name is Hung Over Like a Horse.
I'll say track.
Oh, no.
See?
Hung Over Like a Horse, not an actual name, through all the Google searches I performed.
Yeah. And you just never know with these horse names. We've had some real doozies on the show this week.
Yeah, we found out in one round that there's an actual horse. The name is Two in the Pink. Legitimate horse.
I'm so sorry that you have to be on the phone and hear that, but that's true.
Yeah. All right, Courtney. Two and one. So, you want to do another horse name?
Sure.
Okay, horse track or horse crap? There's a racehorse named Mr. Ed O'Neill.
I'll say yes.
Oh, no, that's horse crap. Yeah, through all the Google searches I performed, I could not find a horse named Mr. Ed O'Neill.
There should be, though.
Yeah.
Now she's 2-2, isn't she?
Yeah, she's 2-2. She's got to get this next one right.
Yep.
Here's the other thing, too, for people that don't know who Ed O'Neill is, that's Al Bundy. Yeah, that's who Ed O'Neill
is. That's exactly right.
All right, final question. Courtney, you got to get this right if you want to hang with us Friday. This should be pretty easy. Pay attention. Horse track or horse crap? Riding the baloney pony is a term that was first used to describe how fast a horse would run to deliver the freshly cured meat to its customers.
No. Crap.
Say that's horse crap. Yeah.
Could you imagine? All right, Sam. We're going to need you to ride the baloney pony over to Frank's house.
I even used the words freshly cured meat to throw you off, but boy, you were onto that one. What do you mean? I don't want to ride the baloney pony again. I've been on it all week.
That's your job. You signed up for it.
Oh, Courtney, good job. You did get three. That's all you need. Friday, you going to bring someone? Who are you bringing?
I'll either bring probably my sister. Who's
yeah, guys. More chicks. More chicks at the horse track. There we go.
The brew thing.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. Brew. Right on. Yeah. Out at the Front Street Brew Fest?
Yeah, I'm the one that goes, oh, I just missed one.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see you again.
Yeah, it'll be good to hang out with you, Courtney. Cool.
Yeah, Prince Albert, he'll get all your details. Hang on, Courtney. More rounds of Horse Track or Horse Track coming up, plus your chance to lick us and win. Here's Offspring, classic rock redefined on the river.